Yes, dear audience, welcome to 1886, one of my favorite years in history. We will start this program with Johannes Brahms' Sonata number 2. And this summer he was by Lake Thun in Switzerland, and he was composing and also waiting for the singer Hermonin Spies to arrive. He had written a beautiful song for her earlier, and now he was starting a sonata in A major. A major was from the old times considered one of the keys of love, and he starts the first movement as an allegro amabile, and as the second theme he used a theme derived from the song he had earlier written to Hermonin Spies, and the text for this was by his friend Klaus Groth, who was also in love with her, by the way. So he's writing as, I think, romantic as he can. When you hear the beginning, it is like Brahms is improvising or sitting by the piano by himself. And I imagine that he imagines she whispering into his ear. I have hardly any notes to play, but those are so intimate in the beginning. And then comes the second theme, which was already written for her. And actually, this text for the melody, what Brahms wrote was, this landscape is so beautiful that when you walk around in the landscape by Lake Thun, you must take care not to step on any melodies, because everything is filled with melodies. So it's highly charged. And what do you think? Maybe even at the end, we imagine when we play the theme together in thirds, maybe they are falling into each other's arms and all of Brahms' dreams are fulfilled to the great extent. At least this is how it feels when we play together. But then comes the second movement, modulation to F major, and it is very sort of nature-like, beautiful theme, like walking around in the landscape. But then, when he was composing that, Hermonin Spies, she arrives, but with a Norwegian boyfriend. What did Brahms do then? When he was composing, he then takes one of the themes from my fellow countryman, Edvard Grieg. I will play it now. Is from Grieg's second sonata, which Brahms had played with Joseph Joachim, and then he turns that theme deliberately into, I think, maybe a jealous version of it. So it's the same notes, but a different rhythm. Also in triple meter, and you can feel what kind of dilemma he is in while composing. But then, to the rules, of course, third movement needs to be in the same key as the first movement. He needs to return to the key of love, A major. But in my view, it is then a very nostalgic, or maybe dreaming about what could have been. It's a completely different atmosphere, also a fantastic movement. So we look forward to play this really great piece for you, and I will see if I can turn off this mic.
Thank you.